Hello, I am Attila Sic from Colabora, and I will speak louder. I will try to speak louder, okay? I will speak about cool UI command tracking and analyzing. First, why do we need it? At the UI, there is a question always that how should the UI elements be, how big they should be, what kind of image, what kind of name should be, and where should we place these UI elements. Well, we can have a lot of theories to do it, but we can also check what users do with it and figure out some problems maybe, or if it's good, like if they undo most of these times, then maybe the UI element is not perfect, and we can always check how much the users use them. There is a lot of other ways how we can use this kind of logs. For example, I made a screenshot from another application where we can see the paste button is much bigger than the copy and the cut. And I heard that they also made some statistics about what the users do, and they see that the paste used much more than the copy and the cut, and so they just increase the button to be sure that the user can much easily use that. So let's see what we got from it. This logs made from 12 days, so it's not a huge time interval yet, but we can see that the paste and the copy is nearly the same in our cases, but sure, the cut is used 10 times less than the paste or the copy. Maybe our users use it differently. However, there is another option that we only counted the uno paste and the uno copy command, and it can be a button, but it can also be generated by keyboard shortcuts. So maybe we could separate them, and we could get different stats. Maybe the other application, they counted only the button clicks, and that could result the difference. But all other stats could be useful. For example, it's good to see that we use most of the times for texting, but only the mouse movement is more in this case. And it's also good to see that removing text is much less than the inputting text. But we can see that 400,000 characters was inputted by users in these 12 days. And there we have other stats. For example, what was undoed. We can also see that the paste was undoed very many times. It can be a logical, I think, if we paste somewhere and, oh, we have to paste it one character later, then we undo it and go away and paste it again. Maybe that's why it's more. There is a strange problem here that we have an unknown command with undo, but it's because there is a bit of problem. We was not able to connect all undo with undo at command, or undoable commands. We can improve it later. But I think these stats does not seem to be bad. But for example, the last in the table, the table cell background color was used only 21 times, but it was undoed 5 times. We could say that it's many of them was undoed. Maybe it's not the best, but it seems not